bomb with instructions from the ISIS commander back in the caliphate.
Fox's Benjamin Hall, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Well, hi everybody. Partial sunshine today, but still scattered to numerous thundershowers developing, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Not every town will get one. High temperature today around 90. The chance of showers lingers into the evening hours and maybe even a couple overnight. Low 74. Tomorrow on Saturday, high temperatures around 90. Partly sunny. Scattered afternoon and evening storms. Rain chances still around 50%. In fact, even Sunday, a 50% chance of more storms. High temperatures around 90. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes, hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, and 10-day forecast, plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. There's a guy named Lawrence Weirs, lives down in Henry County. Sheriffs were holding a DUI checkpoint in Henry County when Lawrence drove up. He saw the authorities, got out of his car, and jumped into Lake Eufaula and vanished. They thought he was drunk. They thought he drowned. Fish and Wildlife were brought out to check for a body. Finally, Lawrence came to his senses, dried himself off, and turned himself into authorities. Wow. U.S. Postal inspectors were looking for Richard Corey Elan, a suspect in a multi-jurisdictional mail theft ring. He had outstanding warrants for possession of stolen mail, conspiracy to commit theft. He was captured right here in Montgomery by MPD patrol units. And an Auburn woman named Christina Murphy has been charged with chemical endangerment of a child. She was arrested and tested and confirmed positive for cocaine with an unborn child. She is in the Montgomery County Jail. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jones.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
It's time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants. Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto.
Howdy.
Here's your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No, an alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct again, Jared. Next question. If the brakes are squeaking, does it need brake pads? Joe Bob.
You might got a mouse in your engine.
Cletus.
Can I ask Jared?
Jared.
Not all the time. We need to check your vehicle out before you make any assumptions.
And our expert or imposter champion for the 756th day in a row is Jared with Tire City. Ask Jared for expert advice about the maintenance of your vehicle, Tire City, and automotive service. For the location nearest you, visit TireCityAL.com.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best, and Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the AMP Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
North Korea says it has released a Canadian pastor who had been serving a life sentence since 2015 for anti-state activities.
An arrest in France after an attack on soldiers.
There are 29 large fires burning uncontained in the U.S.
Both the Powerball and Mega Millions lottery jackpots now top $300 million.
The boss coming to Broadway, Bruce Springsteen, announcing on his website that he'll appear in a solo show beginning in October.
Tiger Woods pleading not guilty to driving under the influence and agreeing to enter a diversion program later this year.
Longtime Major League Baseball umpire Joe West has been sidelined for comments he made about Texas Rangers third baseman Adrian Beltre.
Disney says it's aiming to pull its movies from Netflix and launch its own streaming services in 2019.
South Carolina is suing the federal government over several tons of radioactive plutonium languishing at the nation's Savannah River nuclear site.
The Missouri manhunt for the suspect in Monday's fatal shooting of a police officer is over.
Officials in New Hampshire are the latest to accuse pharmaceutical company Purdue of playing a role in the nation's opioid crisis.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. TGIFE 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50. Yes, $50 gift certificate. I'm going to be meeting Kathy right after the show. I'm going to give her her gift certificate, put her up on Facebook, and then I'm heading to Amplify Salon and Spa.
Man, and there's so many options at the Fresh Market because I've been going there for years. Like, I went and I got the grass-fed ground sirloin, and that's what I made tacos with.
Ooh.
And it was a very good decision.
Really?
Very delicious. And lean. Grass-fed beef is leaner, I believe, and it's sirloin's already leaner than regular ground.
Well, I have been really enjoying the butter that I picked up that was on sale, too, for $5, normally $3.50 each, so that was a bargain. Really have and enjoyed that, particularly on the twice-baked potatoes, and just stuff that bad boy with butter. So on the diet I'm on, I can eat a bunch of cheese and butter and potatoes.
Nice.
And I saved them. I mean, I was shocked that I had so much more of the potato left, and I had the actual potato skin with enough potato in there, then just loaded up the butter for the second round when I did my steak salad. Steak salad and baked potato.
Ooh, yummy.
I know. Man, they got some great things there. You can go to my website, damarshow.com, and you can see the weekly circular where they have the Chateaubriand and the mixed fruits that they have, the strawberry and blueberries. I had the strawberries from last week that I put in the cantaloupe, and it was amazing. Okay, so, yeah, I am hungry. You're right. Let's do this. Let's pick back up since we've got a little space and do the Today Show, NBC Today Show piece.
Now, two U.S. senior military officials and two senior retired officers tell NBC's Cynthia McFadden the Pentagon has prepared a preemptive strike plan if the president orders one. For months, U.S. forces have been training with recently updated B-1 bombers located on Guam. Multiple sources say the planes, which are not nuclear capable, would target 24 of North Korea's missile launch sites and support facilities. Since the end of May, the B-1s have conducted 11 practice runs, including one Monday, flying round trips and refueling in midair, preparing for a possible operation as North Korea missile tests put the U.S. on alert. But this morning, military experts say an attack on Guam isn't likely, with officials urging the public to remain calm.
Analysts believe Guam could be a target because of its close proximity to North Korea and because of all of the military muscle on this island, but it's that same muscle that stands to protect this region. Of course, there are B-bombers in this area, a nuclear submarine, and a missile defense system that is poised to protect everyone who lives here.
Okay, so said that five different people basically said that the Pentagon is preparing preemptive strike plans to look at what are our assets, what do we need, where would it have to be, so we get the ready go, we're ready to do it.
Well, and all that talk about the B-1 bombers coming from Guam and all the training exercises doesn't seem like that would be the actual plan.
Well, you know,
I don't think they would actually reveal it.
No. Well, you remember what they said is they did it to do a show of force.
Right.
But it's just like Colonel Ruddock would do. Colonel Ruddock would fly us, if we were going to go on a seven-nation tour and do an advance, Colonel Ruddock would actually fly the aircraft, Air Force One, and we would be in Air Force One because he wanted to go do it. He wanted to fly it one time. And before we flew with the president. So it kind of makes sense to say, well, we're just doing a show of force, but really it's a B-1 bomber who is going over to right where he may have to be seen some people. So this sounds very serious. I mean, it sounds very organized, particularly what Mattis said today. Mattis was like right spot on. He said, you know, if they get involved with us, you know, we're just going to win. That's just what it is. I mean, there's going to be tragedy and casualties, but we're going to win. And you're not going to be around anymore. And do you want to do that? And
I feel, and like on just a personal level, I feel awful for the people who are essentially slaves held hostage by the North Korean regime, especially if a war does break out and the United States would win. A lot of those people who are hostages will die. It's terrible.
Well, I think one thing is going to be and they said 22 missile launch locations.
Right.
You don't put a missile launch location next to an apartment complex.
Let's hope you don't. Yeah.
And they're trying to hide them. They put them in mountains and things like that so you can't get to them. But the question is, do they know where these 22 are and they're really 24? Or do they know where all of them are? And because what they would do in this, they would go and say, okay, here are all the satellite shots where we think everything is. And this is what we think the damage is going to be, the collateral damage out there.
But can you do a limited strike on, say, their missile facilities in the same way, you know, Clinton and all sorts of people, you know, would hit Saddam occasionally in Iraq? They would do, you know, small things, little bombings, taking out certain facilities. If you do this to North Korea, it almost seems like the Korean War is back on. Like, they would respond by hitting South Korea if you just do a limited strike.
No, well, I think what you would do is you would take out the 22 missile batteries, and then you would go out and take the artillery batteries out.
Okay.
And they're not, from what I've looked at the topography and at the map of this, there doesn't seem to be much there. When I was there, I was not aware of this huge amount of missiles and artilleries. I was just focused on the DMZ and what was across the wire from us and what we were doing there. And But they told me they had, you know, there were 100,000 men who could start coming over the border, like, right now, if they wanted to. They could stop them, but they could slow them down, let's say. But this is some very serious stuff, and can they pull this thing off? I mean, are they moving submarines into place where they can launch Tomahawk missiles? You know, Tomahawk missiles can carry different munitions that go out and take out a bunker and go down in and penetrate and blow it up. But what else can it do? Because I would think they would use the Tomahawk missiles for the 22 sites and then use something a little bit bigger for all of the artillery.
Do you think that our own version, I could put it this way, of little green men have been in North Korea?
Sure.
Doing some reconnaissance?
Sure.
I'd imagine so, too.
See, the other thing that they've got is the taking out the artillery and the missiles, and then you've got a little time to work on to get to the rocket launchers that are out there, the missile launching type thing. This is going to be fascinating to watch.
Well, if you decapitate the sort of military command where you can, then you also can really hobble them in that way.
Somebody, and I don't know if I told you, but I made a request through a friend to talk to the strategic weaponry person in that's out at Maxwell.
Sure.
And they said, he's busy.
Okay.
Houston 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot thing in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389. Or online at ParrottSS.com.
Student loans, credit card payments, payday loans. I felt trapped by all the money I owed. Then I heard about debt consolidation from ASE Credit Union. It was such a relief to have someone help me figure it all out. Whether it's a lower interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
On Tuesday, August 15th, Alabama will pick her next U.S. Senator.
A graduate of West Point, Judge Roy Moore is the only candidate to serve our country in a combat zone. He took a stand for religious liberty when he refused to take down the Ten Commandments in his courtroom. And he did it again when he defended marriage as a sacred union between one man and one woman. Judge Moore will never walk away from God or country for cheap political gain. He'll fight those trying to impeach Donald Trump, block confirmation of liberal judges, and take a wrecking ball to the Washington establishment. Roy Moore, a real conservative we can trust.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message. Conservatives, let's make a statement. Vote on August 15th.
Paid for by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes, ma'am. That's where we are. Ah, yes. We've got a couple of other things to pick up here before we get into some other topics. Mark Levin basically jumped all over Luther Strange and Mitch McConnell on the Trump tweet. I want to get to that a little bit, but let's go to South Korea, Russia, getting in on the action with North Korea.
North Korea is showing further defiance to the United States. Thousands of people hit the streets yesterday to protest the stiffer economic sanctions that the UN approved last weekend. Ben Tracy is watching it all from Beijing.
North Korea is now using President Trump's fire and fury comments as well as those new UN sanctions to rally its own people. And that was on full display Wednesday in North Korea's capital.
Tens of thousands of people packed the main square of Pyongyang for a mass rally orchestrated by the North Korean regime. Speakers said the U.S. will face a miserable and wretched fate, while marchers carried signs that read, "Let's become bullets and bombs defending Kim Jong-un." This man said, "I will become the nuclear warhead of ICBM to smash down the U.S. mainland, the nest of evils." North Korea has now launched more than a dozen missiles just this year and continues to threaten to turn the capital of South Korea into a sea of fire. Today, South Korea's defense chiefs vowed strong retaliation if North Korea continues to provoke. An unusual warning against mere threats rather than an actual attack.
Russia has now also weighed in and is calling on the United States to remain calm and not provoke North Korea to what Russia calls dangerous action.
Couple of things here. The notice that Russia is the one saying the United States needs to remain calm, that Russia is the calming factor, and that South Korea seems to have be kind of getting into the kind of like, you know, we're in. And the people who've got the most to lose are South Koreans. Let's go to Cranky, who I finally got to meet. Cranky, how are you today, brother?
Hey, how's it going?
It's doing great. It was great meeting you.
Hey, good to see you. I was just listening to that little news stuff that you ran there. I mean, you know, as soon as they said they're using this to rally their own people, let me just tell you something. I lived over there on the good side for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
They don't rally their people. They don't care what people think. Here's the deal. You see these people on the sideline at these parades, if they go through and you're not waving fast enough and smiling hard enough and looking happy enough, they'll kill you. And I'm not making this up. That's the way it is over there. You know, this is the same guy that had his own uncle killed in, what was it, Indonesia or Singapore?
Yep. They whacked him.
You know, It is like trying to compare apples to a 747. I mean, it's just there's no comparison. It's just two totally incompatible, incongruous things. The presidents all the way back to Carter have kicked this can down the road, and you know, this is the wrong guy. He's picked the wrong guy to screw with. And whatever Trump does is going to be the wrong thing to do. They're going to, just like everything else, he's done. Oh my God, can you imagine? He's been emitting carbon dioxide all day. Can you believe that? You know, that's exactly what they're saying. But, the last thing that the midget spinner cares about is what his own people think. You know, that drives nothing in that world, absolutely nothing. I'm hoping that what they're doing is they're preparing for the worst, and we've got special ops that are, you know, getting in there if they aren't already in there, and we're going to wake up one morning and see where, you know, the little midget woke up dead. That's the sensible thing to do.
Yeah, but the problem is if the little midget wakes up dead, the little midget probably has left orders that if I wake up dead, you attack.
Oh, absolutely. He's got dead man switches, no doubt. But the thing of it is, we're gonna take him out and try to mitigate any activity from the dead man switches with the most fierce and devastating defense in history. That's the only sensible way to do it. But they start lobbing a few nukes in Seoul. That's where I lived. I lived in Seoul. You can't imagine the kind of population concentration you've got there. One little nuke take out a whole lot of people, and it's not good. And there's nowhere for them to go. You know, it's a tiny country. There's nowhere for these people to be evacuated to. It's not good at all.
I agree with that. And the real story is going to be, do we have the ability to have an effective first strike that basically decimates them and totally eliminates their weaponry?
I agree with you. Listen, y'all have a good afternoon, and it was great to see you the other day.
Thanks, Cranky. Appreciate you. Yeah, that's going to be the story, is that can you eliminate the threat? And if you can, then that's great. But, you know, nothing's 100%. But I can tell you there are people that are working on that right now, and probably a whole lot of things that are getting in position to respond if the president so orders. Let's listen to Andrea Mitchell talking about the Trump statement.
It was the threat heard round the world. A U.S. president for the first time suggesting what sounded like a nuclear first strike. Now it turns out without language carefully agreed to by his national security team.
President Trump, aides say, becoming increasingly fired up over North Korea until he fired off this stark warning during a meeting on opioids.
Power. North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Was he reading from a script? No, say aides, that piece of paper was a fact sheet on opioids. Nor did the president check with his generals before threatening Kim Jong-un. Former General Mattis at the Pentagon, who has said war with North Korea would be catastrophic. National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster expected at Bedminster today. Or retired General John Kelly, the new chief of staff. The White House stating Wednesday he knew the tone and strength of what the president would say, but not the words. Those were the president's own. Critics called it too aggressive.
I'm very concerned about the level of rhetoric that President Trump employed concerning North Korea.
You know, John McCain.
John McCain a few years ago called for their extinction. Their extinction.
And this is what I don't like about John McCain, is that John McCain gets into this personal stuff with Trump. And anything that Trump is going to do that has any slight edge of disagreement with him, he's going to go take it full force. And That is one of the things I just do not like about John McCain. He does it for the wrong reasons.
Exactly. See, I would have advised Trump not to make a statement like that, but the way McCain is criticizing it is bizarre. Maybe it's like, oh, you can't deliver that threat, or we shouldn't be that over the top. I don't even know where he's coming from after that.
Well, I mean, most of the time he's talking about doing exactly what Donald Trump is talking about doing. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Your morning outright with Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Prattville, Montgomery, Troy, Auburn, Tallahassee. Brewbaker.com, everywhere and anywhere. Always happy and ready to serve you. Come in to see what's new. Infiniti's all-new 2017 QX30 compact SUV. Four doors, fast and agile. Or pack up the nimble Infiniti QX80 and head for the beach with families and friends. Kia has the 2017 Niro SUV, the one Prius owners have been switching to. Up to 54 miles per gallon. Or the Kia Sorento SUV. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram truck. There is a reason we sell so many of these vehicles. Find out why. The all-new Chrysler Pacifica minivan and the gas or hybrid version. The hybrid version hit a record 84 mpge. The always popular Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and Renegade Jeep models. Or Wrangler in the two- or four-door styles. The 4x4 Ram truck, big and Ram tough. Fiat, our newest addition, the compact SUV 500XL to the super quick Spider convertible. Who wouldn't look good in an Italian Fiat? Come see us today at Brubaker Motors or Brubaker.com.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. U.S. allies Japan and South Korea say they're ready to respond if North Korea follows through on a threat to fire missiles toward the U.S. territory of Guam in North Korea.
A statement read out on state TV says the plan will be ready in a few days and then sent to leader Kim Jong-un for a decision. State TV also mocking President Trump, calling his threat of fire and fury a load of nonsense and saying sound dialogue is not possible with such a guy.
Fox Radio Simon Owen, the foiled ISIS plot by some brothers to blow up an airliner out of Australia, raising security worries.
All the components for the airplane bomb, including that plastic explosives and the devices needed to set it off, had been shipped from Turkey to Australia by air cargo, most likely in a passenger jet, allowing the brothers to then build the bomb with instructions from the ISIS commander back in the caliphate.
Fox's Benjamin Hall, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Partial sunshine today, but still scattered to numerous thundershowers developing, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Not every town will get one. High temperature today around 90. The chance of showers lingers into the evening hours and maybe even a couple overnight. Low 74. Tomorrow on Saturday, high temperatures around 90. Partly sunny. Scattered afternoon and evening storms. Rain chances still around 50%. In fact, even Sunday, a 50% chance of more storms. High temperatures around 90. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes, hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, and 10-day forecasts, plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Can't just listen to music all day. Let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard.
Hey, Mr. Dan, and to your coach.
How are you, buddy?
Everything's fine. I have a question for you. I believe that you should take all threats serious, and we know that this guy in North Korea is an unstable, possibly loose cannon. But the problem that I have with my president is, why is it so important for him to respond, and especially without advising any of his cabinets before he starts to tweet, say things, sometimes it's better to just wait, and he just won't do that. And, you know, and either way it goes, if, and we use the word if, hoping that it don't happen, if this thing turns out for the worse, we're not going to be unscathed in it. And, you know, if he get one of those things off and we don't shoot it down, and it just so happens, if we miss it and it hits California, what happens? A lot of United States citizens are doomed. They don't. So, you know, and I think a lot of people are saying, you know, let cooler heads prevail. And, you know, when you have two bullies in the room, and that's how a fight usually starts, with an argument. You know, one guy, you know, they wolfing at each other, and then, you know, you got your threats on both sides, and here we go, we're in a full-scale war. And it's not going to be like that pity-patty over in Iraq or anything like that. We're talking about nuclear weapons of mass destruction, whereas you don't get to shoot back at it. You're just going to die.
Well, a couple of things here, Robert. One is that what do you do if he keeps developing this ICBM and has delivering capabilities to the U.S.? And it doesn't have a delivery of one missile, but he builds it where it has a delivery of 10. Aren't we at risk, and should we take a preemptive strike to try to stop that?
How many, and I don't know, I'm asking, I'm just asking, how many other countries have nuclear capability, maybe not as strong as North Korea? I know that we do. I mean, but how many other countries?
Well, it doesn't really matter. There are no other countries that are threatening to nuke us.
Right. But, okay, now, and I think
that's,
I heard you right.
That's the difference. Here are a couple of steps that would probably solve this. One, for him to shut up. Number two, for him to stop testing ICBM. If he would do those two things, I think everything would be fine.
Okay. So, you know, do you think it's possible, I guess it's NATO, that all the powers will come together and have a conversation
This week put sanctions on them, and they had a unanimous agreement of the UN Security Council.
Right. Well, if you start the fight, I'm going to do my damnedest to finish it on the winning end. But, you know, if any way possible, without sending our boys and girls to war or, having a bunch of fatalities and casualties, because you have two powers that are don't like each other. And, and we know that on the Republican side, that's just Donald Trump. What he says and how he acts and what he does, that's just Donald Trump. And I think that's an excuse for bad behavior sometimes. It just can't be Donald Trump. If that's his demeanor, at some point, do you have to kind of dress it up a little bit? But I hear it all the time. That's just Donald Trump. We know that was Donald Trump. I just don't think that's going to keep on cutting the mustard on this one.
Well, here's the problem, is if you don't do anything about it, then it's going to get nothing but worse. And so then, if either Kim Jong-un or his predecessor, do they actually fire on the United States?
No, I'm not saying don't do anything about it. But I think the statement was, if Kim Jong-un, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, if he keeps threatening the United States, he's gonna see fire and fury like this country have never seen before.
Well, he doesn't seem to bother him because his rhetoric is one thing. The question is, does he test another ICBM missile, and or does he test a nuclear device? If he tests another one and it's even more effective than the last one, then that's going to make us a lot more nervous, because we're not talking. It's like Lindsey Graham said, you can fight the fight over there now instead of fighting it over here. And Donald Trump has said to him, we're not going to fight it over here. We're going to fight it over there.
Well, has he been given an ultimatum as to say, instead of asking not to do it, have he been told just stop?
What he's doing is illegal. Signed an agreement, a treaty, and he is not abiding by the treaty. And we also, because it's the Korean War, is only at a truce. It is
right.
They are still at war. So it's at a truce. They can re-prosecute that war at any time we want to. We can say it's all over. Here we go.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm not criticizing, but what I like to do is have a thorough understanding of what's going on. And I listen all the time and get a lot of good information from you. And of course, everybody's talking about it. Can't listen to everybody, but I enjoy listening to you guys every day. Don't call every day, but I listen every day.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Robert, you have a great day. Let's listen to the second part of Andrea Mitchell.
Half a world away in Asia, the president's top diplomat was tasked with quieting the storm.
I think Americans should sleep well at night. I have no concerns about this particular rhetoric.
But no sooner had the Secretary of State calmed things down than the Defense Secretary fired it back up, warning North Korea to cease any consideration of actions that would lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people. Plus, the president tweeting, "My first order as president was to renovate and modernize our nuclear arsenal. It is now far stronger and more powerful than ever before." In fact, Mr. Trump signed a memo in January to study modernizing the nuclear arsenal, but not much more. The State Department still claims everyone is on the same page.
We are speaking with one voice. Is he exacerbating
the president
problem?
Spoke to him, to Kim Jong-un, in a language that Secretary Tillerson has said that Kim Jong-un will understand.
Former national security officials in both political parties say that presidents should not improvise, that is, about North Korea. It's simply too volatile. But they have never met Donald Trump.
And that's the truth, as they say. There was a Mark Levin piece that came out, and I want to play. This is kind of a long piece, but let me play it to the break, and we'll decide whether we want to keep going with it. Oops. It's got to load.
Yeah, it's not cooperating because of this computer.
You and Greg.
This is very frustrating. Very frustrating because it should play, but it's not. Okay, we'll try to refresh it one more time and see if it'll cooperate.
Nope.
No. Anyway, Mark Levin was not happy with Donald Trump's tweet.
Yeah, I wanted to hear how he handled that. Let's do this. Let me remind the folks that this hour is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Excuse me. Buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. No. Because you've got Tip Tames and David Ingram on your side. Glenn's in the front area out there. Go say hi to him. And Greg will be doing the checkout. Guys, go in and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Folks, they are great for this show, and they're great for you. As we always say, buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. You want to try to take that or go to the break? Go into a break. We'll be back. See if we can get this bad boy working.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, noon till 1 on Saturdays on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don, who cleared the field behind your house? I know all you have is a lawnmower. I need my fence line and green fields cleared.
Prattville Farm Center. Now they'll bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They said no job is too small.
I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years. I like doing business with hometown folks.
Oh, me too. Prattville Farm Center will get the job done right and get it done quickly.
If you have land that needs to be cleared, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400. That's 365-5400.
I'm Tripp Pittman, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Alabama hasn't elected a businessman to the U.S. Senate in 110 years. That must change. As a self-made businessman, I understand how to get things done. We need more businessmen in office who can lead and solve problems. Businessmen have to balance budgets. Career politicians don't. You can help send a real businessman to Washington, D.C. I'm Tripp Pittman, and I ask for your vote on August 15th.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Excuse me. 272-9228. If you want to get your shots in, you better call. Now, I'm not sure where this starts, so what we may have to do is kind of jump into this. If I remember, it has kind of a long opening to it.
Okay.
But let's play. This was a Jeffries, who is a big supporter of Trump and the Catholic priest that you always see on Fox and Friends. And they were having a discussion about, is Trump called by God to react, to take out bad guys? Let's listen to the first part of this.
The evangelical advisor to President Trump claiming God has given him the authority to take out North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Pastor Jeffress, citing the Bible's Book of Romans 13, which says in part, for he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. But not every religious leader agrees with that interpretation. Here for a discussion, that pastor, Robert Jeffress, and Fox News religious contributor, Father Jonathan Morris, joins us here in New York. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. And good morning to you, Pastor Jeffress, as well.
All right. Pastor Jeffress, you certainly gave the internet something to talk about and melt down over yesterday. Explain why you say that God has given President Trump the authority to attack North Korea.
There is a great deal of confusion among Christians when it comes to this idea of using force to topple evil. And I wanted to clarify that I believe the Bible, especially Romans 13, does give President Trump moral authority to use whatever force necessary, including assassination or even war, to topple an evil dictator like Kim Jong-un. And I believe the Bible is very clear about that. And while President Trump prefers a diplomatic solution to this problem, he's been talking about diplomacy for 19 years with North Korea. Mm-hmm. He's also willing to do whatever it takes to keep America safe. And one thing I know about President Trump after being around him for the last 2 years is this. Unlike his predecessor, when President Donald Trump draws a red line, he's not going to erase it, move away from it, or back down from it.
Okay.
And we ought to thank God every day we have a courageous leader like President Trump in the White House.
Okay. Okay, so he's promoting assassination.
Now, Romans 13 essentially says that God allows or establishes the rulers, the governments on earth, and that they, those magistrates, are essentially can carry out the will of God.
Well, there's several places in the Bible where bad leaders are taken out.
Right.
Saul being one of them.
Well, I don't know. I read Romans 13 this morning, and it just seems like maybe it's a Catholic education to me. I want more context to that, because you can go to the Old Testament, and there's some pretty gruesome things when the Israelites and some of the folks, the other tribes they met.
Take that tent peg and put it through their head.
Right. So you need some context, I think, sometimes. Now, it is the New Testament. It is Paul. But I don't know. It seemed a little much to me.
I'm really kind of surprised that he's taking this kind of approach. But let's carry on the discussion.
Pastor Jeffers, you cited Romans 13, but when you look at Romans 12, as you know, it is do not repay evil for evil. And so some would say that flies in the face of the argument you just made.
Well, look, Paul wasn't schizophrenic. He knew what he was writing. In Romans 12, he was talking about our interpersonal relationships. Okay. We are to forgive. We are to turn the other cheek. Romans 13, the next chapter, deals with government, and the Bible never commands government to turn the other cheek or to forgive.
All right. Father Jonathan, what do you think?
Well, I think anytime you take, first of all, I should say that I agree with so many things that Pastor Jeffress says on other issues. For sure, we agree on many things. But as soon as you take one particular biblical passage and you use that as a justification for a very particular and complex political policy, and especially a military policy, I think you're making a big mistake. When Solomon asked God for wisdom, it's because political leaders and kings need wisdom, and things aren't so simple. And what President Trump needs is real wisdom and advice, and not a suggestion that he is justified in doing whatever he wants just because he has been given civil authority. And it's very, very dangerous, in my opinion, to tell him or to tell any religious, any political leader, because you have the authority, doesn't somehow means that you don't have the obligation to be very wise and to be very prudent in your decisions. War is always a total failure of the human family. It doesn't mean that sometimes violence is not necessary to stop evil.
Okay.
But as soon as you say you're justified in doing whatever you want, I think we've made a big mistake.
All right.
So does that sound like the Catholic approach to it?
Yes. And that does, though. I mean, I see this sort of question citing, you can cite all sorts of parts of the Bible. I just get nervous in general when you're talking about, as the priests just say, complex political issues, and you have somebody go, God says it's cool. And I'm like, wait, you didn't just talk to God, you're interpreting inspired text.
And that's the key, is if you're talking about the Jews going into Israel, for example,
right.
You know, they sent the spies in, and the spies saw the giants, and they chickened out, except for two of them, and they made them walk around the desert for 40 years. Then God told them to go into the land and take the land, and he directed them militarily what to do. They were greatly outnumbered, but it was a directive from God.
Right.
That's very different than trying to interpret something out of the Bible.
Well, and what the Christian tradition has learned, too, because, I mean, you've got two different denominations and traditions there within the larger Christian tradition arguing. I think the Christianity
is a Baptist, isn't he?
Yes, okay. I believe so. And I think the Christian tradition in general, all the history has taught us that you have to be very careful, other when it is very foundational stuff about what God says. I think God inspires, God helps people come to the truth. We also use our wisdom and our minds to understand natural law. And unless, again, you're talking about true, ironclad, foundational parts of the faith, if you're saying, okay, military policy, God says, yeah, to take out evil, you can bomb them with B-1 bombers and nukes if you need to from Tomahawk missiles.
But that's
I don't
not
know
director.
About that.
That's not a director. My favorite thing is when I'm talking to candidates, is what inspired you to run? They go, God told me to run. I said, so did God tell you you were going to win?
Wait, can you give me his number?
Yeah, but I mean, I can tell you I've had a bunch of candidates that have told me that.
Well, and it's one thing to say I prayed on this. I really convened with God here, and I went back to everything I believe in, the fundamentals, and I've decided I should do this. Yeah, I just get, whenever somebody says, God says,
God told me,
I get a little, well, really? I mean, unless you're talking about, again, a very basic fundamental part of the faith that nobody in Christianity would disagree with, I kind of look at you like, what? I'm skeptical of anybody says they have a phone line to God on particular issues.
Yeah, well, God told me so and so, because then you can't. There's not a balance to that. There's not a way to check that.
Well, and there's a difference between, I wrote about this morning, there are some people in Christian theologians say, if God says something, that's what makes it good. So when God says murder is wrong, the reason murder is wrong because God says it's wrong. As opposed to some other traditions saying, oh, God is actually the essence of goodness and love. He's saying murder is wrong because God wouldn't ever tell you murder is right. He couldn't. He wouldn't. But he can tell you extra things that wouldn't come from natural law, like worship me on the Sabbath. So,
ASA Credit Union, great folks. I really enjoyed having Jarrett in the studio, the CEO. Learned so many great things. Remember, free checking, that's probably one of the most powerful. But their online banking that they're doing from your phone, and it's safe. Guys, Joey, thanks for a great show. Be good, be safe. Be back tomorrow for the TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.